Daf is Daf Samech Vav, so this should not come as a surprise. Today's Daf is also tricky. So the first half is a little bit smoother, the second half is quite challenging. So the Gemara says on the top of Samech Vav Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, Taiba Nehardai. Nehardai was Taiba. They were questioning what we had said yesterday, which is we had that discussion whether or not you could do Schiris Akum on Shabbos itself. If the Goy came on Shabbos and you want to buy the rights to his area, rent the rights to his area, can he do that on Shabbos? And the Gemara said, is it going to be similar to Bittul Rishus, which can be done on Shabbos, or is it similar to making an Erev, which must be done Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara had concluded that you can do it even on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Yafeh, Asisem, Shesechartem, you're correct in performing the Schiris Akum even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Toi Bonardai. They challenge this. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halchi, does it really allow for this? V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan Socher Kim Arav Dami, that we compare, we equate renting to that of making the Erev. Is it not that the comparison tells us that Ma'ariv Mibod Yom Af Socher Mibod Yom? Just like an Erev can only be placed and be set up Erev Shabbos, so to Schiras Akum also may only be done Erev Shabbos, against what we had suggested above. So Gemara says, no, lo, not true. Mam Areva Afi Bapachas Mishah Pruta Af Socher Bapachas Mishah Pruta. The comparison is in regards to a few other halachas. That just like in Areva, one can use less than a Pachas Mishir. Rashi says top line here, Lo Mam Areva Afi Bapachas De Lekula Akshin Rabbi Yochanan Velo Lechumra De Chol Be'erivin Lahake. When he had this equation of Schiris Akum to that of an Areva, it was only Lekula, but we know Erevin's always Lekula. Every machlok is every suffix lakula. So here's also lakula, that just like an Erev works, even if the value of the Erev is less than a Shavapruta, so too the Schiris Akum could also be less than a Shavapruta. That's one comparison. Number two is Ma'am Ariva Afil Schiro Ulakita. Just like when you do an Erev, you don't have to do the Erev with the owner himself, but even anyone from his family or any worker could represent the Baal Bais in order to set up the Erev. So Socher Afil Schiro Ulakita. To do Schiris Akum, you don't have to only do it from the Goy himself, but even from a worker of his, you could perform Schiris Akum. That's another equation of Schiris to Erev. And thirdly, and finally, Ma'am Ariv Chamisha Sheshurim Bechatzer Achas Echad Ma'ariv Ayideh Kulan. If there are five people or more or less, or if multiple people living in a Chatzer, one person could set up an Erev on behalf of all of them. So Chernami Chamisha Sheshurim Bechatzer Achas, five people living in one courtyard, Echad Socha Ayideh Kulan. Not that each one has to rent space from the Goy, but one Jew could represent the other few Jews and rent property from the Akum. So those are the three areas where we equate Schiris Akum to that in an Erev, but regarding the fact of doing it on Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, that was not part of the equation. So that's the first half of the Amud here. So Gemara now says, Toiba Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer now was challenging this concept we just discussed, and we're not sure what his challenge was, but he just Toiba, something bothered him. So Amar Rabbi Zera, my Tahaya de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Zera wondered what exactly was bothering Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Rav Sheshe, Rav Sheshe says, Gavar Rabba, Krebi Zera, Le'yod Mai Taye de Rabbi Eliezer. Does Rabbi Zera, great gadol, like Rabbi Zera, doesn't know what was bothering Rabbi Eliezer about what we said? Kakashulei de Shmuel Rabbi. He was bothered by a statement from his Rabbi Shmuel. Damer Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kol, so this is going to be the first part, a little bit confusing, but not terribly confusing. We're going to challenge the following, based on the following statement. Kol Malkum, we're going to say three statements, and we're going to analyze each of the three phrases. Number one, Kol Malkum She'osrin Umarvin Mevalim. Any time where there are two chatzeros, two properties with each other that aser the usage of each other, and also you can make an Erev with both of these chatzeros, Mevalim, you're able to apply Bittul Rishus. We'll explain an example to make this come to life a little bit. Second case, if it's a two chatzeros where you could be Umarvin, the Ein Osrin, where you can make an Erev, but they don't actually ask each other if you don't make an Erev. Or alternatively, third case, Osim, the two Chatzeros can aser each other, but Ein Marvin, but an Erev wouldn't work if you wanted to make an Erev, Ein Mevalim. So again, there are three different scenarios. We're going to again bring to life what the three scenarios are. But one scenario, Bittul works, and the two other scenarios, Bittul does not work. So the Gemara explains that. Kol Makom, She'osin Umarvin, any place where the two chatzeros can ask each other's usage, and Marvin, and if you wanted to make an Erev, the Erev would be effective. That's a mevatlin bittul works. That's a classic case, kigon, beis chatzeros, zulif nimizu. We've been discussing this case. You have an outer courtyard and an inner courtyard. So we said how, you know, the inner courtyard could ask the outer courtyard if they didn't make an error, because since the inner courtyard always passes through the outer courtyard to get to Rabbim, they ask each other's usage, but they also make an error to combine them. So that's an example of the Osern and Marvin, and therefore Bittel works. You can Mevatel Rishus. And what's the case of Mevatel Rishus? Look at Rashi around halfway down the page, Mevatlin. Rashi says, I read the one beforehand actually, Kol Makom She'osen. Kol Makom She'osen Ze Al Ze Belo Erev. If there was no Erev, the two properties would ask each other's usage. Vim Hayurotin La'ariv Yichon La'ariv. If they wanted to make an Erev, the Erev would be effective. So that's the case of Osen and Marvin. The Dinne, says Rashi, Mivatlin Im Shachacho Velo Irvu. If one guy forgot and did not participate in the Erev, Mivatlin Rishuson Le'echar Mem, everyone can be Mivatlin Rishus to just one person, to now make him the owner of the entire house, the entire property here. Have kula chatzar didei, it's all his chatzar now. And we know when one person owns a chatzar, you don't need a erev anymore. So all they relinquish their rights, their ownership to one person in the Shabbos. Vitihe mutaris lataltel bekula. Now everyone is able to carry within the area. It's all owned by one person. Ubavad shelo yotzi mina batim lechatzar ela bebeisa shelo yachid bavad. Now interesting point that maybe we didn't think about or we know about. That if they want to now use this courtyard, they only could go through that guy's house to use the courtyard. If they want to go from their own house, it wouldn't work, but they have to somehow, if their houses are connected somehow internally, they could bring their kalim through that guy's house and then exit and enter through that one guy who is the owner of the entire property for that given Shabbos. So that's a case where it's Osen, Umarvin, Ubitur Rishus works. So what are the other two cases? Back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, four lines up from the bottom here, Ma'arvin v'ein Osen. What's a case where an Erev works, but if there was no Erev, you wouldn't ask each other, whereby we would say in such a case, Ein Mevatlin, Bitrushus doesn't work. That's Kagon Beis Chatzeros U Pesach Echad Beinehem. So you have two Chatzeros. Now, the two Chatzeros have an access to the Rishus Rabim directly, or the Mavoy. They also have an access to each other. So they're connected to each other. If you have I have a picture here. I'm not sure if you do, but if it helps, certainly. But again, two Chatzeros facing the Rabim, and they also have an entryway to each other. So now, the reason why an Erev works, because if they want to make an Erev, they have a connection to each other, there's a doorway, they can make a connection. But if they don't make an Erev, A and B don't ask each other because they don't need each other. They can always access the Rishus Rabim, they have a direct entry to the Rishus Rabim, they don't need to go through each other's courtyard, so therefore an Erev would work, but without an Erev, ain't osen. In such a case, the din is, ain't mevatlin, there is no bittel, doesn't work in this particular case. Okay, just look at Rashi just to make this a little bit clearer, hopefully. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Ein mevatlin five lines up. Im hutzrachu letalta mizulazu. Ein mevatlin rishus shel zulazu. You don't have to be mevatel each chatzar to each other. The lo tukin rabbanan bitur rishus elahecha daasi alayu. The only situation whereby bitur rishus was applicable, where they allowed you to bitur rishus is a kula. They only allowed bitur rishus to work if they asked each other. But if they don't ask each other." Which means that you don't have to walk to the other guy's courtyard. You can't rely on Bittur Rishus. Meaning, if I'm in Chatzar A, and we didn't make an error with Chatzar B, okay, not a big deal. I'll just walk right out my front edge's way to Rishus Rabim. I don't need them. It's only when they ask each other and we're stuck, did they say, okay, you can rely on Bittur Rishus. So in this case, it wasn't necessary. What's the third scenario, which is why we're bringing this up now? Osen, the last three lines of the Amun here. Osen, v'ein ma'arvin, ein mevatlin. The situation where the two Chatzars are asking each other from using it, and they wanted to make an Erev, the Erev wouldn't actually work. So, in that case, Ein Mevatlin. Lasuye Mai, what is this case? What's being implied? What's the scenario? My lav lasuye nachri. Is it not a case of a nachri? So if you look at Rashi to explain the case here, which is the case that we're talking about now, lav lasuye nachri, last four lines of the Rashi here, shadar im shnei Yisraelim at b'chatzer. You have a guy living with two Yisraelim in a courtyard. Sh'osin osan shnei Yisraelim zelzeh, that they asked each other's usage if they didn't make an Erev. And if they wanted to make an Erev, it actually wouldn't work, because since the Nachri is there, you have to rent a property from the Nachri. We know if there's a Nachri there limited to Jews, the first thing you have to do is Schiris Akum. Now, if Schiris Akum didn't take place, so the Erev won't be effective. So now the Yisraelim are asking each other, because they're both there, you need an Erev, but the Erev doesn't work, because there's a Nachri there as well. So it's a case of Ostern, Vein Ma'arvin, and in this case, we say Bit Rishus doesn't work. So now, the issue is, if they came from, the goy came yesterday to your property, logem eso, why didn't they do schiris akum erev Shabbos? Well, what was the problem? If I have a two Yisraelim living with a nachri, of course schiris akum works erev Shabbos. I do schiris akum, and now I can make an erev. So why would the Gemara say that the Erev wouldn't work? So it must be, not that the Goy came Erev Shabbos, rather when did the Goy come, coming on going to Amabez, Elalav Da'asa B'Shabasa, it's a case where the Goy came on Shabbos itself. The Katani in the Brisa says, Osern Vein Ma'arvin Eimavalin. Bit of Rishus doesn't work. Now we said above that when it came to the, you can, even if the Goy comes on Shabbos, you can do Shechiras Makom on Shabbos. But the fact that the Gemara says you can't do Shechiras Makom on Shabbos, Shema Min La, we learn from here that it's against what we had said above, that Shechiras Akum should not actually work on Shabbos. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says the top line here, Elav Da'asi B'Shabasa. Alma Bitterishus Lo Tikun El Heicha Dechazi Le'irim Esmo. Bitterishus only takes effect when you could have made the Erev Shabbos. But since here, the Goy came on Shabbos, we see Bitterishus does not work, and this goes against what we had said above. That was the whole reason we discussed this whole Brisa, and that was Rabbi Elazar's problem with what we had said earlier. Okay. I told you, this is not easy. And again, it's not getting any easier. But, okay. The Gemara says, two lines down, Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmila hashmaisim. Yosef says, I never heard of this whole discussion. I don't know what you're talking about at all. So, what are we talking about? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, hashmaisa d'shmuel, damar b'shtei chatzeros, zuluf nemizu, sheyuchu levatel drisas regalam lechiton. This concept, that you have two courtyards, one inside of the other one, to be able to be mevatel reshus, to the outer people, the outer courtyard. I never heard of such a concept. He never heard of this thing, that the pinimi can be mevatel the reshus to the chiton. He didn't know this. So he said to him, Amalei Abai says to Rav Yosef, At Amris Nehalam, you are the one who told us this. Rav Yosef, we know that he forgot, his memory went a little bit, so he forgot a lot of statements he had said. So he said, At Amris Nehalam, you taught us this actual halacha. V'aha Amris Nehalam, and you told it to us on the following din. Damar Shmuel says, Ein bito reshus mechatzel chatzer. You can't be mevatel reshus from one courtyard to another courtyard. And further, Ein bito reshus b'churva. Bito reshus doesn't work from a churva. So we're going to come back to this in just a second, but there's a statement, you can't be mevatel reshus of the chitona to the pnimi, and the pnimi can't be mevatel reshus to the chitona. Only to their internal courtyard, but not to the adjacent courtyard. That's number one. And the second thing, which is not our focus here, let's say you have a scenario. We have two courtyards, and in the center is a churva, which is just an empty area. So that as well, you can't even mevatel reshus to that one open area. If you just look at Rashi to make this clear, Rashi says four lines down from the top, ein bito reshus b'churva. Bayis mikan, a house here and a house there. V'churva b'nem, and there's an empty area between the two houses. Ubeis habatim psuchim la, and the two houses open up to the churva. V'asel ishamish ba'elam kein irvu. You can only use the area, carry in the area if you make a proper erev. Ein mevatel reshus on zelazel lahatir se'echad. You can't mevatel reshus from one courtyard to the other courtyard in order to lahachnis lahotzi mibeisel churva. The lo sharu rabbanan bitter reshus. The only time, remember, bitter reshus is a special kula that was reserved in certain cases. The lo sharu rabbanan the bitter reshus ela bechatzer shifnei bayis. They only allowed the bitter reshus to work for a courtyard in front of the house. The kila be rabbanan the ha yikatash mishayu. For a guy to be stuck not to use his chatzer on Shabbos is a big thing. So they said, okay, we'll let you do bitter reshus for your own courtyard. But to apply bitter reshus to a churba, which is an empty area, it's not used, that they didn't allow one to utilize the courtyard. So either way, Shmuel says it doesn't work for a churba, and it also doesn't work from one chatzer to another chatzer. Now, on this statement of Shmuel back inside the Gemara, Amr Shlan, you told us on this statement of Shmuel, Ki Amr Shmuel, when Shmuel said, Ein bitter reshus mechatzer lechatzer, Lo Amr has only said, El shtei chatzeros upesach echa beinem. That scenario, where you had chatzer A and chatzer B next to each other, where they both faced the Rishus Rabban, but they also had a Pesach between the two of them. So in that case, we said, Bittel doesn't work because they don't need each other. They can always go access the Rabban by the direct entrance in front of their own Chatzeros. So that's when he said, Ein Bittel Rishus Michatzel Chatzer. Aval. Zu Lefnim Mizu. One in front of the other one, where the Lefnim has to use the Chitzona to access the Rishus Rabban, Mitoch She'osin Zelzeh. Since the two courtyards are walking in each other's areas, and they ask each other, Mivalan, one can use Bittel. So we see clearly that Rav Yosef did allow for Bittel when it comes to Zuluf Nemezu. Meaning, the comment Rav Yosef was saying was, I never heard of this. Shmuel said, when it's Chitzonim, Pnimi, Bittel, which just works, I never heard of this. And Abai says, you were the one who told us this thing. That when Shmuel says, Ein Bittel Rishus from Chatzer Chatzer, that's true only when it's a Chatzer adjacent to each other with a Pesach Beinayim. But when it's Pnimi and Chitzona type of Chatzer, You told us that Bittur Rishus actually does work. Fine. So Rav Yosef comments back, Amar lo, Amar le, Ana, Aminu Mishmei, De Shmuel Hachi? Did I really quote Shmuel saying this? Really, is that true? For Hamar Shmuel, I remember another statement of Shmuel, that Ein Lanu Be'eruvin, Ela Kilashun Mishnasenu, Anshe Chatzer, V'lo Anshe Chatzeros. There's a Mishnah later on a few daf, on daf Samech Tes, where it talks about that, well, you make an Erev with Anshe Chatzer. Now, if Yosef is making a diuk, that why say Anshe Chatzer, not Anshe Chatzeros, that the initial point right now, he thinks, is that the only time that Erev works is for a Chatzer, one singular Chatzer. But if it's Chatzeros, you can't do Bittur Rishus to do different Chatzeros. So didn't Shmuel make a diuk from a different Mishnah that Bittur Rishus does not work for Chatzeros because the Mishnah says Anshe Chatzer? But Anshe Chatzeros doesn't work. Bittur Rishus does not work by Anshe Chatzeros. So Pnimi and Chitzona type of situation will not have the ability to use Bittur Rishus. To which Abai says, no, you're remembering the Deek wrong. You're right, Shmuel made a Deek of the Mishnah. It said Anshe Chatzer, but Anshe Chatzeros. But it didn't have to do with Bittur Rishus. Bittur Rishus does work when you have two Chatzeros next to each other, and there's a Pnimi and a Chitzona, Bittur Rishus does work. What was the Mishnah talking about when it says Anshe Chatzer, V'Anshe Chatzer? It has nothing to do with Bittur Rishus. It was talking about, I'll read it, I'll say outside, and I'll explain, and we'll read inside. We had discussed in the past when it comes to making an Erev and a Shetufei Mevaos, you have to have the following structure in place. The Mavoi has to connect to two Chatzeros, and each of the Chatzeros has to have two houses. So there's two houses, each leading to a Chatzer, and then to a Mavoi. So there are a total of four houses, and two chaseros and one mavoi. That's the, at least, a minimum structure. It could certainly be more than that, but that's what has to be in place. So on that structure of how to set up a mavoi, that's what the Mishnah was describing. If you look at the Gemara says, Amr le, ki amr shlam mishmei de Shmuel. When you quoted the Shmuel as a chdiyuk of the word chaser in the Mishnah, ein lanu be'ervin elach kalashim mishnah seinu, that there's no ervin other than what the Mishnah's text was saying. Aha, amr shlam, you're telling us it was on the following din, Shemavoy lechatzeros, it's kechatzer lebatim. Meaning we have, you know, the what a chatzer is to a bias is what a mavoy is to a chatzer. Which means every chatzer had two houses. So too, every mavoy has two chatzeros. That was a diuk. But it wasn't saying a chatzer has no ability to do a bittur rishus of two chatzeros. A completely different point. It just had to structure neighborhoods, and therefore it's not a question. So what comes out from all this discussion of Yosef's confusion is simply that bittur rishus does work from one chatzer to another chatzer when it's pnimi to chitzona, that direction. But when it's two chatzers next to each other, and they also have their own separate access points to rabim, then bittur rishus will not work with each other because you don't need to. Bittur rishus is only a default if you're stuck. If you have no other way to access your property. But if you have another way to access it, then we don't rely on Bittur. So that's this first point. Okay, we're still good? Now the Gemara says, Gufa, halfway down the page, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ein Bittur Rishus Mechatzer L'Chatzer, Vein Bittur Rishus Bechorva. So we said this above, we're just restating it. Bittur Rishus does not work from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Again, just to be clear, that's when it's a Chatzer, when each Chatzer has its own Pesach to the Rishus Rabbim, and there's a Pesach by Nayem, then we say Bittur Rishus doesn't work for those two Chatzeros. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yesh Bittur Rishus Mechatzer L'Chatzer, V'yesh Bittur Rishus B'Churva. This is how we actually paskin. He's much more Mako, and he says you can actually apply Bittur Rishus from one Chatzer to the next. V'tzricha, and you need to teach both of these statements. Why? Because Di Hashemin Mechatzer L'Chatzer, B'ha Kamer Shmuel, maybe by a Chatzer, two Chatzeros, that's where Shmuel says that you cannot apply Bittur. That maybe that's where he argues. Mishum daha tashmishasa luchud v'ha tashmishasa luchud. Each chatzer has its own usage, right? Chatzer A and chatzer B. So maybe in that case, Shmuel says they're completely independent entities, and Bittur Rishus doesn't work. Aval, when it comes to churba, the tashmishasa chada the tervayu ema modi le Rabbi Yochanan. But by churba, no one owns it. It's a empty area. It's no man's land. Everyone uses it equally, and therefore maybe in that case, Shmuel would allow and view it as one unit. And maybe Bittur Rishus should work for both Chatzeros to use it equally. Maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that Bittur Rishus would apply to Churba. Kamashwan, that even by Churba, that Rabbi Shmuel says that Bittur Rishus doesn't work with a Churba. And the flip side, the Gemara says, again, Aba Churba, the Tashmishasa, Chada, the Tervayu, Eim, Mo, Dele, Rabbi Yochanan, Kamashwan, not true. V'chid Marbaha, if we had the case of the Churba, that Rabbi Yochanan says that by Churba, Bittur Rishus does work, B'ha kam Rabbi Yochanan, maybe that's where Rabbi Yochanan allows for Bittur to take place. Aval b'hach modilei l'shmo, but maybe in the case of two chatzeros, he would agree to Shmuel that Bittur Rishus should not work. Tzricha, no, that's needed. Even in that case, Rabbi Yochanan is mekel that bittur shus works from chatzah to chatzah. So there's a machlokas in two different scenarios, and both scenarios were necessary to teach the chidushim from both different angles. So now the Gemara says, now this is where it gets even trickier. Amr Abai says, Hod the Amr Shmuel, that which Shmuel says, ain't bittur shus mi chatzah to chatzah, the Amr in Ela b'shei chatzeros u'pesach echa b'einem, like we said above, that the only time bittur rishus doesn't work if it's this scenario where each chatzar has its own pesach to rishus rabim and also pesach to each other. You don't need to rely on bittul. Aval beis chatzaros zuluf nimizu, if they're one in front of each other where they have to walk through each other's property to get the rabim, then mitoch she'osin mivatlin. Since they ask each other's usage, so bittul will be effective as well. So that's all what we saw. But Rava is the Rava and all his different permutations is where things get a little bit dicey here. So Rava Amar. Afilu shtei chatzeros zu lifnim mizu pamim mivalim pamim ein mivalim. He doesn't say across the board that every case of a chatzer zu mifnim mizu is always going to allow for bittul. Sometimes bittul will work, and sometimes bittul will not work. In this case of again shtei chatzeros zu lifnim mizu. Ketzad, how does this work? So we're going to now lay out four cases, and then the Gemara is going to explain how all the four cases work, why bittul may or may not work. So first, let's just mention the case as the Gemara says, Ketzad. So the Gemara says, how does this all work? What's the first case here? This is where it gets, again, really tricky. I'll try to be clear. I'm going to use the much of the article, because the article is very, very helpful here, and more helpful in English, at least. So the Gemara says as follows. I'm just looking for the line. 1 second here, where it went. Okay. Ketzad, how does this work? So the Gemara says, the first scenario is, Nasnu eruvin b'chitzona. You place the eruv on the outer property, the one next to Rishis Rabim. V'shachet echad bein minapnimis bein minachitona. Now, before I go, I want to actually say this at some point before I go through the cases. The way it works is that each chatzer can make its own Eruv, independent Eruv. Now, if they want to combine with both Eruvim, but both chatzeros, they could take their Eruv that they had for themselves and place it in the other chatzer. So, if you have a case now, the first case, nasu Eruvin bechatzina, bechitona. The Eruv of the Pnimi took their Eruv and placed it in the outer courtyard's Eruv as well. So now the two Eruvim, it seems, next to each other. The outer courtyard, and now the inner one was placed there as well to combine both courtyards. So in a normal case, if everyone contributed, that works perfectly. You have two Eruvim in one house, in the Chatzah Chitona, everything's perfect, you could carry. And Rashi points out that Eruv that you're adding into the Chitona must be placed in the same exact home where the Eruv of that Chatzah is as well. So both Eruvim are in the same house. But now this case is, Nasnu Eruvin b'chitzoni. You place the Eruv of the Pnimi in the outer one. V'shachad echad bein min ha'pnimis bein min ha'chitoni. Now one person forgot, whether the guy from the inner courtyard or the outer courtyard, one of the guys forgot, v'lo Eruv, he didn't participate in the Eruv. Shein Asur is both chatzeres now are Asur, the Eruv that exists is actually ineffective. Okay, that's case one. And we'll explain. Case, that's really case one and case two. Bein Pnimis bein ha'chitoni. Next case. Nasu Eruvim b'pnimis. They put the Eruv actually in the inner house now. V'shachach echa min ha'pnimis. And one of the people on the inside forgot to contribute. V'lo Eruv. He didn't make the Eruv. Shein Asuris. Both chatzeros are actually Asur. Shachach echa min ha'chitzona. Now, in that case where you place the Eruv on the inside, pnimi, and one of the guys on the outside forgot to contribute, v'lo Eruv, this case, pnimis muteris v'chitzona Asur. The inside chatzer is actually allowed. The outside courtyard is Asur to use the area. Okay, so these are the three/four cases. Three, four cases. Everybody? Now, sorry?
To everybody?
Which case? What?
You said one guy forgot, so.
Yeah, so we say Asr, Mutter, everyone's Asr. That Chatzar is completely Asr for the entire. If one person forgot, the entire courtyard is Asr. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each case, how it works, and then we're going to apply the Din of Bittul, which is what we really brought the case here, because we said above that Bittul does work according to Shmuel in this case. But came along, Rabbi says, no, sometimes it does work, and sometimes it does not work. So let's see. First case. Nasnu Eruvin b'chitzona. They place the Eruv on the outer courtyard. V'shachach echad bein b'pnimis bein minachitzona v'lo Eruv. So if they forgot either guy in the inner courtyard or the outer courtyard forgot to contribute, the din was shtein asur. So that's the case we're first analyzing. They're both asur. Both courtyards cannot carry. So hai bar pnimis leman nivatil. So the guy, if it's a case where the inner courtyard, one of the guys from the inner courtyard, forgot to contribute, so why don't we say bittul? Why don't you just do bittul? And once he's mevatel reshus to everyone else, and then carry back and forth. So where it says bittul doesn't work, because leman niftel, who is he going to mevatel himself to? live till Livnei Panimis. If he's going to Mivata, relinquish his ownership to his Chatzar Panimis. Well, the problem is, Lesei Le'aruve Gabayu. Bitter Rishus does not work unless you're being Mivatil to the property where the Erev is found. In this first case, the Erev is in the Chitzona. So for me to be Mivatil my Rishus in the Pnimi, that doesn't help. The Bitter Rishus must go where the Erev is. The Erev is the Chitzona. So being Mivatil Rishus to the Pnimi people only doesn't work. That's stage one. So that can't be. Let's say La'aruvinu L'gabayu. The Erev isn't there for it to be effective. Now, Livtel Livnei Chitzona. If the guy who forgot to do the Erev, the Pnimi guy forgot to do it, if he's Mevatel Rishus, not only to the Chatzar Pnimis, but also to the Chatzar Chitzona, so now he's Mevatel Rishus to everyone in both courtyards, that would seemingly work. The Gemara says, Ein Bitter Rishus, Mechatzar L'Chatzar. Bitter Rishus does not work one from the next. So this was the point of Machlokas. Because according to Shmuel, very simple. Just be Mevatel Rishus from one Chatzar to the next. He says you're allowed to do one Chatzar to the next as long as it's Pnimi and Chitzona. But Rava says it doesn't work. Based on the Brisa, the fact that we don't allow this possibility must be from one chaser to another chaser, Bitter Rishus doesn't work. So forgetting the Machlokas, let's just continue the Brisa now. Either way, so that's why this case is stuck. If the Pnimi guy forgot to take an Erev, Bitter Rishus to his own chaser doesn't work because there's no Erev in his own chaser, and you can't do Bitter Rishus to an adjacent chaser either. Next case. Hai Bar Chiton, in the case where the outer guy, the guy in the outer courtyard, he's the one who forgot to contribute to the Erev. B'hai bar chitona l'man nivdal. Who should he relinquish his rights to? Livtal l'vnei chitona, if he wants to mivatel his rights to his current chatzar that he's in. So then the problem is, ika pnimis asralayu. But it's great, he relinquished his rights to the chatzar. But the problem is, the people from the pnimi are going to continue to walk over, continue to trample through his chitona courtyard, and to get to the Rishus Rabim, he needs to relinquish rights also to the chitona, to the pnimi as well. To the chitona alone doesn't help the pnimi guys who continue to walk over and trample through. They're still asking the usage. So Gemara says, okay, very simple. Ika, then what you should do is live tell of pnimis. He should mevatel rishus not only to the chitona but also to pnimis. Mevatel rishus to everyone in both courtyards, and then everything should be fine. Problem is, ein bitu rishus mechatz lechatzer. We don't allow you to mevatel rishus from one chatzer to the other chatzer. That's Rava again l'shitaso. So since you can't do it to the chitona guy to the pnimi guy. You can't do Mivat Rishus, so Pnimi guy, he ends up asering by his walking over and trampling through the your courtyard, the Chatzar Chitona on Shabbos. So that doesn't work either. Next case. Nasnu Eruvin B'Pnimis. Let's say they place the Eruv on the inside property now. Okay? V'shachar Echad Mne Pnimis. And one of the guys in the inside property, Lo Eruv, he didn't participate in the Eruv. The Dimo Shtein Asur is both Chatzar to Asur. Why? Hai Bar Pnimis Laman Nivtel. Who should the guy who forgot to make the Erev, who lives in the Pnimis, who should he mivatel rishus to? If he's going to live tell Livnei Pnimis to everyone else in the courtyard, so then ika chitona das alayu. But granted, he's able to, you know, mivatel rishus to his current courtyard, but the people in the chatzar are going to continue to access the Pnimi. Now, this is a point that requires some explanation. We know that the Pnimi always walks to the chitona to get the rishus rabbi. But the chitona don't walk to the Pnimi. Why is chitona walking to the Pnimi? So Rashi points out from the mere fact that the Erev in this case is placed in the Pnimi, that indicates that's the Iker place, and even the outer people will go there. So if you are only Mevatel your Pnimi to the Pnimi Chatzar, that doesn't help the Chitona people who are coming in. You were not Mevatel just to them, so their usage of your Pnimi will still answer the ability for the Erev to take effect.
Why are the outer people putting the Erev?
That's what took place. I don't know. They're stronger there. That's what they decided. So then the Gemara says, or that might be indicative by the fact that it was placed there, that was the Iker Makum of both courtyards. Even though it's more inner, that's a bigger courtyard, but that's what was done. Right. So then the Gemara says, okay, why don't we say, Livtal Livnei Chitona? Why can't this guy who forgot to do the Erev, who lives in the Chatzar Pnimi, he should Mevatel not only to the Chatzar Pnimis, but also to the Chatzar Chitona? So as we know already, the third time we're saying, Ein Bitter Rishus Mechatzar Lechatzar, you cannot Mevatel Rishus from one courtyard to another courtyard. And the final scenario was, the case was again, the Erev is in the Chatzar Pnimis. Shachach Echa min Chitona, one of the guys on the outside courtyard forgot to make an Erev, a low Erev. This case actually will allow the following. This is the exception. Vadai Pnimis Muteris, the inner courtyard is actually allowed. Why are they allowed to use the property? Because they could say, Da Chada Dasha V'Chitona Asur. Chada Dasha U'Mishamsha V'Chitona Asur. We had this discussion before. They could shut the door. Now, the Pnimi said, listen, we have the air by us. Everyone in our chatzer contributed. You guys didn't. We're locking the doors. You guys can't come in today. You don't live here anyways. Lock the doors. And we have our own entity here, and you guys can't affect us. So this is the one case where the pnimi would be allowed and not the outer. And this is how we see that either way, Rava brought this whole brisa to teach us that Birta Rishus does not work on chatzer to chatzer, even when it's pnimis and chitzonim. Let's go a little further now. May as well get to the two dots. This way we could get this behind us for tomorrow's daf. We do, we still have some time. So Gemara says, Amrle Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua L'Rava. He says to Rava, V'chishachach echad mne primis v'lo iriv amai shein asurus. How come we said in the case, if the Erev was placed in the primis, and one of the guys in primis forgot to do it, and we said that both courtyards are usher, why are they both usher? Why don't we simply say, Liftal bar primis, livenei primis? And why don't we say, we suggested this, but we rejected it, why don't we say, let the guy be mevatez v'shus to the primis, v'teisei chitona v'tishar v'adayu, and let the outer courtyard come and be permitted together with them. In other words, granted, he can mevatez v'shus to the v'shus himself, to the his own chatzer, but once we say that, I'm going to get this question clear, hold on. Right. Since the Erev right now is in the inner courtyard, and the one guy who's holding everyone back lives in the Chatzer Pnimi. Once he's Mevatez Rishus to the Chatzer Pnimi, it's all one unit. The Erev is there, and shouldn't the Erev now be effective for both courtyards together? Why wouldn't that work? It doesn't make sense why they say the Chatzer Chitona doesn't work now. Again, the Erev is in the right place. The Bittel of Rishus works in the right place. Why would we say it's Aser for the Chatzer Chitona? So the Gemara says the reason is as follows. Kiman Kriyat, who would allow such a concept? Who would allow you to say, because the guy's Mevatez Rishus to his courtyard, it should be effective, the Bittel Rishus should be effective for both people? That's only according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, when a guy's Mevatez Rishus, he doesn't need to say to each guy, I'm Mevatez Rishus to you, Mevatez Rishus to you, just Mevatez Rishus to one guy, and that's enough for the entire courtyard to work. You're right, so in that world, where Bittel Rishus to just one guy, that's effective, that would be allowed, once you have that guy, Mevatez Rishus to one guy, Chitona and Pnimis could work together and carry. However, ki kamina, when I said my statement, which is how we paskin, the Rabbanam, dami tarach levata l'chol a'echad v'echad, that you have to apply bitter rishus to every single person. That means every single person in the chatzah pnimi, and every single person in the chatzah chitzona, since we now know you have to go from the chatzah pnimi to chatzah chitzona, and it Rava holds, ein bitter rishus mechatzah l'chatzah, therefore, it would be ineffective for the pnimi guy to mevata rishus to the chitzona guy, and that's why we have to lock out the chitzona, and only the Chatzer Pnimi would be effective and would be allowed to use the Erev and relying on the Bittel Rishus.
So they can use it what, for both, Pnimi and Chatzer, or just the Pnimi?
No, in this case, it wouldn't work. We just said it wouldn't work from Chatzer Chitona to from Pnimi to Chatzer. So they have their isolated area. He's Mevat himself to his own Pnimi, and they have the Erev in the Pnimi, and that would work. But the Chatzer gets locked out. Okay, we will stop here, Mirtz Hashem, and we will continue tomorrow.
Not easy
at all.